Wendy, are you creeping down the streets of our city?
I'm smiling at everyone I see.
That's how I know it's you. Look, everybody, it's our friend Wendy Snyder. She's on the sick. How
Wendy.
Are you?
Oh, my God. I think I've turned a corner today. Surgery was Thursday. That went really well.
So they gave you the kind of knee where you can turn a corner? Because I know you were trying to decide which kind to get.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I was on some kind of narcotic. So if anyone called me on Friday, I don't know what I said to people.
Oh.
I know Jim called me to see how I was doing. And I said, I think I'm doing better. I was at the lobby bar last night. And he's like, what? There's a bar in the hospital? I don't know where that came from.
Now, this was on Friday, a day after your surgery, but you were still all narcoticked up.
Yes.
Oh.
I made a couple of, I have an appointment for the dog to bring him into the vet, and there's some gobbledygook that's in my phone. So anyone who called me on Friday, please recall, because I don't know what I said.
Wait,
I don't know what I did.
On Friday, you called the vet to make an appointment?
No, they called me and can we bring Tiki in? And that's all I really remember.
Yeah.
And
what about the money we lent you, Wendy? What happened to that on Friday? I lent you $1,500.
You know what? You could have probably gotten me to give you $1,500 on Friday because I tell you, I have no idea what was going on.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And so then yesterday was my worst day because I started big-time physical therapy, and the guy wasn't that nice to me, and he called me honey.
Oh.
I don't like that.
That's a term of endearment, though. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah,
it's a little dated, but it's still a term of endearment.
I guess.
What's
it was
the problem,
very weird.
You know, just that you're old?
Maybe that's why he said honey.
Maybe.
I am old.
Maybe.
Oh.
How long did the surgery take?
I think like 2 hours.
That's not bad.
Maybe even under that.
And nothing out of the ordinary. There was nothing afterwards that they said, well, there was a slight difficulty with this or problem with that. Everything was smooth there, right?
No, in fact, when Dr. Henry Finn came to see me with his entourage, he said everything went well, and he said, I worked really hard on this because I don't want you slamming me on the radio.
Oh.
And I said, well, I wouldn't have.
No, probably not. Now, several people texted this in, Wendy, and I didn't know how to answer this. They wanted to know, and I don't know enough about knees or knee surgery to know if this is a legit question or not, did you get a new knee or a rebuilt or reconstructed knee? Is that an option?
I don't believe so. It's a brand new titanium implant in my knee.
You can't get one that's been used or gently used, right? I don't know why people would think that.
They stopped selling those on eBay, so no, you cannot get those.
Oh, all right. You went with a new one. That's good. And it's titanium, the same kind as your other one?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Will you be able to go through detectors when you're at the airport at all?
Well, now they're going to have to, when I say I have one knee replacement, they look at me like, yeah, right, and they wave the wand by my right knee. Well, now I'm going to say I have two, so I'm going to take up extra time traveling.
Oh, that's
and
fun
And going
for
to Blackhawks games.
Oh, right, yeah, because before you enter there, they have to check you as well.
And your colonoscopy went well, I hear.
Yeah, no complaints at all.
I saw the video.
I said to people yesterday, first of all, I knew I was a baby going in, but I waited 4 years to have this done. And I would urge anybody who's supposed to have this done, I did this yesterday, go get it done. If I could do it, anyone could do it.
Well, anyone who's thinking about a knee replacement, make sure you want to get it done because I'm telling you, the surgery is the easy part. The recovery is a nightmare.
Oh, it is.
Do
they give you a ballpark until how soon will things be back to normal for you? Are we weeks away or months away or what?
They say 4 to 6 weeks before you're feeling pretty good, but full recovery can take anywhere from 6 to 9 months.
Oh, wow.
I just tuned in.
Wendy, this is Anna Balaval. She's here to see if you're okay.
Anna, thanks for filling in for me.
I miss you because this idiot has been calling me on a law.
La, 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 la.
I had to rush here to risking limb.
Yes.
And what else?
Life and limb.
Life and limb.
Life and limb.
Because
they used to do mornings here, remember?
Yeah, they were great.
Life and limb.
They were fun. They were loose.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, loose cannons.
And he keeps saying that name. And then, of course, I park the moment you start. Are you okay?
I'm okay. Good. I'm doing well. Hopefully, I will have a Merry Christmas. I got a busy week. I have cabinets from Builder Supply Outlet arriving today.
Ding, 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 ding.
I have Star Wars week. Jimmy Mack and his partner Jason Swank have a big thing at Hollywood Boulevard in Woodridge.
See, Jimmy is such a Star Wars fan that this fits into his whole Star Wars world, because Luke got his hand cut off by Darth Vader. So you having your knee cut off, is to him, that's like a very exciting thing.
I think it is.
Yeah.
And Dylan's birthday tomorrow. He'll be 13. So there's a lot of stuff going on.
Are you resting at all?
Yeah. Actually, okay. I think somebody traded out my kids and husband because they have been awesome. Bill, did you talk to them beforehand?
Well, I think they just realized that, you know, you're a valued member of the family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with you at half-mast, you know, they got to step it up a little bit.
Well, they have. And I miss being there. So, you know, January 2nd, if all goes well, I will be back and ready to hang with you. And Anna, don't worry about him saying Anna about whatever he says. He does it with love.
I do that with love, and because it's so cold outside that my tongue is frozen. I can't say it any other way.
I'm trying to figure out. No one's going to know who that is, Les. No one will.
They'll figure it out.
I do that for you.
I'm gonna.
It's fun.
Is he hosting with Munster from Puppet?
No. No, I do that with love.
Did I say Munster like the cheese?
Yeah.
Like Monster.
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 Monster. Wendy, what can we do? Is there anything we can do? Your friends, your family, your loved ones? What can we do to make you feel better?
Just have a very Merry Christmas.
She's a giver.
Hand me a tissue, Anna, please. Here. Thank you. Here. Thank you so much. Well, feel better, and if there is something that we can do, by all means, just call. Call Collect, actually, would you?
I will do that. Thanks for checking in.
We miss you.
Absolutely. That's Wendy, everybody.
Miss you too.
Take care, Wendy.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Remember her?
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, from the show.
That's great.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We've got some news, and then we'll find out what's going on with our friend Anna Balaval, who's filling in for Wendy.
Yay.
It's Bill Leff. I got it right.
Well done.
Because you're here. I don't want you to slug me. It's WGN.